Welcome to the Sage HMS podcast series. Today we're speaking with Catherine Gray, president of Sage HMS, which is a DSS company, about Sage Evidence-Based Medicine and Practice Institute, otherwise known as SEMPI, and much more. And Catherine, how are you doing today?
Just fine, thank you.
Excellent. Well, great to be connected with you once again. And let's start at a high level. Please tell our listeners about SEMPI. What is SEMPI all about?
Yes, I have a special position at SEMPI, and that is its executive director. But SEMPI is a nonprofit organization that's committed to promoting the common good and general welfare of the community. SEMPI focuses on the development and the use of evidence-based medicine that's intended to guide healthcare providers in ordering the most appropriate diagnostic imaging services for specific clinical conditions. And the goal is to reduce inappropriate orders for imaging services and to lower the cost and improve quality for patients. Currently, there's an estimated 12 billion, and that's with a B, imaging orders in the United States that are inappropriate. So it's not only that is a very unnecessary expenditure by the government and other payers, but also by patients in the co-pays and deductibles they have to pay, while it's not delivering the optimal quality of care. And then conversely, it's been shown by multiple studies that conducting the correct tests and following certain guidelines will make the patient's clinical condition much more appropriately cared for and treated if you're using the particular clinical criteria through evidence-based medicine that resulted in those guidelines. It will lead to not only lower cost, but also higher quality. And that's a significant benefit to patients and the public at large. An important difference between what SEMPI does and what other Medicare qualified provider-led entities do is that SEMPI also reviews the use of the clinical content, that is, evaluating the practice, hence the Practice Institute as part of our name. And that means that we are further analyzing not only what the evidence says, but how people actually use our system to understand how individual patients may not fit into the standardly recommended guidelines. So this could be considered personalizing medicine more than that is available by just scientific research alone. So we're doing both. We're collecting the evidence and putting that out there for people to use. And then we're watching to see how that worked for providers and patients to make it even better.
That's great. What an excellent rundown there, Catherine. And if you don't mind, tell us about how SEMPI's evidence-based radiology content streamlines overall decision-making for ordering physicians. I understand that's a huge benefit there.
Yes, because SEMPI's clinical information is integrated into the existing software that the ordering physicians are already using. So that could be like an electronic medical record, or it could be an ordering tool, such as a computerized order entry application. And then with the convenience of that integration, the ordering physician then automatically invokes the SEMPI technology to assist them when they're needing to make informed decisions. Even though they may decide to order the recommended procedure or not, they can look at these data and know more about what the evidence actually said for a particular patient. These decisions are then recorded for later analysis so that each provider who has what's called a national provider identification or NPI, so we can look back over time and see how SEMPI helped to improve the decision trees to improve the number of adherent orders, that is, ones where they're following the guidelines versus not for the patient. Because SEMPI is qualified under the appropriate use criteria program that was mandated by Medicare, the primary group of patients who will benefit are the Medicare patients who are typically elderly or low income. However, SEMPI's work will also benefit more than just Medicare patients because the SEMPI research will focus on all ages and types of patients and types of clinical conditions. Therefore, the patients in the United States and even around the globe could potentially benefit from the evidence-based clinical guidelines developed by SEMPI.
Okay, great. So if you don't mind, tell us about some of the upcoming changes to SEMPI. I imagine there's going to be some changes in the next couple of months.
Yes, we do an annual review of all the SEMPI content. And in the next two quarters, we'll be updating the content that we have available for all of our users. The initial development was done in 2016 and 2017. So this is our third time that we've gone through this. Although there's some new evidence, which is changing the recommendations in SEMPI, there will even be more studies that will soon be amassed to make the evidence change even more. That is that imaging studies continue to clarify the specifics for when to use the advanced imaging and its effectiveness in certain clinical situations. Also, there's evidence for reduction in low utility procedures. That is, people are finding something doesn't work very well, especially if they create exposure to radiation with really insufficient benefit for the patient. So I'm going to give you an example. Previously, a CT scan, which used radiation as part of what the patient actually absorbs while they have the procedure, when that is done before, it was done both with contrast, that some people refer to that as dye, and then it was compared to the without contrast, which had preceded it, that was done. So that was two CT procedures, one with dye, one without. And now it's much more likely that the criteria and the guidelines will either suggest you use contrast or not. To avoid doing two procedures to compare the two images. So that both reduces the cost and also reduces the patient exposure to radiation.
Great. So before we sign off today, is there anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
On January 1st, 2021, Medicare will only pay for advanced imaging claims when decision tools such as RadWise and SEMPI are used.
Perfect. That's great. A very important point there for sure. You know, Catherine, it's always a pleasure to speak with you and do these podcasts. And that is a wrap on an exclusive Sage HMS podcast interview with Catherine Gray, who is the president of Sage HMS, which is a DSS company. And she was kind enough to share insights and updates with what is going on with SEMPI. And Catherine, as always, thank you for your time today.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.